New census figures released this week show that more Americans are moving to the extreme outer edges of metropolitan areas, away from suburbs and into what are called exurbs. The changing demographics have affected cities in the Midwest and Northeast in particular, but nowhere is this trend more apparent than in the Chicago area. Over the past 5 years, the population of Cook County, which includes Chicago, declined more than any other in the U.S. But Kendall County, which is more than 50 miles west of the city, is the third fastest growing county in the nation. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
Every day, John Berg sees firsthand just how much the population is booming in the exurbs far outside of Chicago. No, he doesn't work for the Census Bureau. He's not a demographer. He's not even a home builder.
Tickets, please. Tickets.
Berg is a conductor for Metra, the Chicago area's commuter rail system. He works on the Union Pacific West Line, which just opened two new stations in the sleepy towns of La Fox and Elburn, extending service 10 miles further west than the trains used to go.
Since we've put service out there on the 23rd of January, every day you see more and more people getting on those two stops. Now there's people that live all the way to in Rochelle that are commuting into Chicago every day. So you're talking about 80 miles one way into Chicago.
Here at the end of the commuter train line in the small town of Elburn, some 50 miles west of Chicago, there's nothing but a parking lot, empty cornfields, a couple of barns and a farmhouse, and literally nothing else. But for the people who commute this far out, it's exactly what they want.
It's just so great to sit on your deck in the summertime and watch the sun go down, and, you know, it's beautiful. No, I love it. I love it.
Greg Paul moved 5 years ago from Oak Park, a suburb bordering Chicago, to near St. Charles, more than 40 miles west. Technology allows him to run his web-based commodity trading business from his home most days, though he rides the train to the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange a couple days a week. And he says the move actually saved him money.
Bang for the buck with houses, it was a lot cheaper.
My name is Steve Tarnocchi, and I live in Sycamore, Illinois, and work downtown Chicago.
That's a haul.
It is a haul.
Why do you live way out
there? I like the rural setting, and I like the pay downtown.
Turnicky's home is more than 60 miles from his job, and he commutes almost 2 hours each way.
If it weren't for this train, I wouldn't do it at all because I'd go insane trying to drive in every day, especially with the snow that we see tonight. I get a lot of work done on the train and a little me time without kids, without the family, and without work bothering me, so it's kind of nice.
Demographer Ken Johnson of Loyola University in Chicago says as more people move out to the edges of metro areas, businesses and jobs move out there, too.
Many people may actually be reducing their commute times by living in the outer suburbs and working in the outer suburbs.
And Johnson says many of those moving to the edge of metropolitan areas share some common traits.
You're getting more affluent people, non-Hispanic whites, and slightly larger family sizes moving out.
There's something of a ripple effect going on. People move from the city to nearby suburbs, while others move from those suburbs further out. Those moving into the city tend to be younger, usually just out of college, or immigrants who earn much less. From 2000 to 2005, Cook County lost about 73,000 residents. But that's just a 1.3% drop. Johnson says other urban counties in the Midwest and Northeast, including Milwaukee, Detroit, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia, have much more to worry about, losing 3 to 5% of their populations while their exurbs are growing. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.